This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon you. And welcome to our program with the followers, Ma'a Tabi'een. Before I start talking about today's character, I want to talk for a minute about Ramadan. This past year wasn't an easy year. It was a difficult year, a lot of events. The Arab world went through things and things, and God willing, it will be to what's good, and to a new renaissance, and to what's better. But I'm also talking on a personal level, on a human level. We've been worn out psychologically and mentally. We've been so tense. Our psychological balance has just been all over the place. We really need Ramadan this year. We really, really need to worship. We need to pray. If we picture the soul to be 30 parts, every night in Ramadan adds a bit to complete our soul. It wanted to breathe and to be at peace and maintain its balance. If we imagine the faith as 30 parts, every night in Ramadan adds a bit to your faith to complete it, so you can restore your confidence in your faith and your psychological balance. Wallahi, we really need to worship. This Ramadan specifically. This Ramadan is different from all the past ones. Let's go now, after saying the word, this word about Ramadan. Let's go to the followers. If you really want to feel the followers, listen. The Prophet, peace be upon him, gave a great idea, and companions adopted this idea. This idea is full of morals and virtues. Honoring one's parents and understanding the real meaning of life and not indulging in it. Great manners. Great, great virtues. And we can come and say, well, these people lived with the companions, so they have to believe in these idealistic ideas. It's normal, right? But no. There had to be a generation that would come after them, that would apply these great ideas, so no one can have an excuse. This is why the followers' generation is very important. This generation can let you say, oh, but we can't be like the Prophet or the companions. How about the followers? And that's why today's episode is about a follower who will teach you to do great things, inshallah. But before I start talking about him, let me tell you something, or ask you something. What's the biggest lesson learned from fasting? Don't indulge in life. Fast so that the value of life minimizes in your heart. Don't indulge. What's this life anyway? Dress up well, and have money, and have a decent car, and go out, enjoy yourself. But in here, life is this small. All is okay. Whatever happens, it's okay. Don't indulge in it. That's the biggest lesson in fasting. Ask yourself, why do you fast and feel hunger? So that you don't get engrossed in this life. Now, let's start our story, and that's by the way related to these words that I just told you. He's a follower. He's the only follower. Actually, no. He's the only person. I'm testing you now to see who's going to know this person. He's the only person in the entire humanity that did not live with the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Yet the Prophet, peace be upon him, mentioned his name and what he looks like, and his exact description, and everything about him. Angel Jibreel, peace be upon him, came down to the Prophet Muhammad and told him he looks so-and-so, and he has a mark so-and-so on his left shoulder, and he dresses up like so-and-so, and his characteristics are so-and-so, and his mother is so-and-so. What is this? Who is this person? Like the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, when he said, by Allah, Constantinople will be conquered, and the best of leaders is the leader of the army that will conquer it. But he never said who he was. He never mentioned his name. Of course, now we know it's Muhammad al-Fatih, but the Prophet Muhammad didn't say his name. Today's follower is the only one that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said his name, and his description, and his temperaments. Who is this? Anyone guess who he is? And not just that, he said something unbelievable to the companions. What did he say? He said, if any of you were alive and met him, ask him to make dua or supplication for him. Can you imagine? Did any man guess who this person is? Okay, I'll tell you. His name is Uwais al-Qarni. But who is this? I've never heard this name. أويس القرني. He's from Yemen and his full name is Uwais ibn Amir al-Qarni al-Muradi. A tribe called Murad and a branch of this tribe is called Qarn from Yemen. Uwais al-Qarni's father died when he was young and his mother raised him. When he turned 10, it was the time the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam immigrated from Mecca to Medina. And how long did the Prophet stay in Medina? 10 years. So when the Prophet passed away, he was 20 years old, Uwais al-Qarni. But he never met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's why he's a follower. He's not a companion. He never saw the Prophet Muhammad. So what's his story? And what's his secret? Why is Uwais al-Qarni the only one after the companions that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would mention? Because he has two secrets. They are the key to the story. The first thing he doesn't indulge in life. Life to him is worthless. Nothing. Dunya, la shay. The second thing, he honors his mother in an unbelievable manner. Birr ummi, ya birr ummi. Do you see? I'm giving you here two secrets to the only person that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever mentioned him by name. Do you want to be like him? Two things. Honors his mother greatly, and to him, life is worthless. This is his secret. That made him deserve to be mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's see his story and hear it from the Prophet Muhammad, because he's the one who told the story. What's the story? The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is sitting with who? He's sitting with the companions. There's Abu Huraira sitting and Bilal, and they're from the poor companions. But who else is sitting with them? They're still sitting together. There was no differentiating between rich and poor. Who's also sitting? Umar ibn al-Khattab and Ali ibn Abi Talib and other companions. But remember these names, because they're very important names in the story, as you'll see as we go along. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ tells the companions, a man will enter upon you through this door tomorrow, and he will pray with you. He's a man from the people of heaven. رجل من أهل الجنة. So Abu Huraira says, I ran the next day in Fajr prayer, and I prayed in the first row behind the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, hoping in myself that this is me he was talking about. And as the Prophet Muhammad says, straighten your rows for the prayer, I kept going like this, as trying to stand out. And as if I'm telling him, are you going to say it's me, O Prophet Muhammad? And then he led the prayer and sat. And so the people who wanted to leave left, and they started to leave. But some people wanted to know who this person is that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was talking about. Abu Huraira and Umar ibn al-Khattab and Ali ibn Abi Talib and Bilal. Two from the rich and two from the poor. And a few more people. But still the Prophet didn't point out any of them to be that man who was going to be from Ahlul Jannah or the people of heaven. And then after a while, a man entered upon them in worn-out garments, very poor. Poverty showed on him immensely. The Prophet, peace be upon him, stood up for him. Subhanallah, there's such emotion between the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and the poor. Such love and simplicity. So the Prophet's peace face glowed and he smiled. And we would know if he was pleased with someone, he would smile a smile as if his face was the moon itself. So the Prophet stood up for him and smiled and hugged him. Then he told the Prophet, peace be upon him, make dua for me or supplicate for me. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, raised his hands and said, O Allah, write him among the people of Firdaus or the highest heavens and let him be with me in heaven. And then the man left. So Abu Huraira said, I asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, is he? Ahuwa huwa ya Rasulullah? Is he the one you told us about yesterday? He said, yes, Abu Huraira. So I said, but O Prophet of Allah, he's a poor slave owned by so-and-so, and he works for him. So he said, it's him, Abu Huraira. So I said, but can't you free him, O Prophet of Allah? So he said, but what can I do, Abu Huraira, if that's what's destined for him from this life? He's poor, but on the Day of Judgment, he is saved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved for him a rank that is for kings. Can you imagine? This poor man, he has a rank that is for kings, saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guys, this is not a call to be poor. No. But it's a call, if your destiny in this life is poverty, then let your spirituality and morals be very high. If you are poor, preserve your morals and be chaste. And a call to those who are rich, do not indulge in this life. What's this life? ما هذه الدنيا? So Abu Huraira said, I kept looking at the man and saying to myself, this man will be a king of the kings of heaven. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, told me, when he saw me astonished that Allah would let someone this poor be in such a rank on the Day of Judgment, those of you who are rich, don't ever belittle a poor person. And those of you who are poor, don't ever underestimate yourself. You never know what you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again the Prophet, peace be upon him, looked at me, and at Ali and Umar. And you see how the gathering has the poor and the rich. Don't take what I'm saying in the wrong context and think I'm calling everyone to be poor. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributes people's livelihoods and sustenance. And Islam is not a call to poverty, but the contrary. Islam is a call to working and exerting effort and being rich, but without filling your heart with dunya or life. So again the Prophet looked at us and said, O Abu Huraira, there are those from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's servants who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and they are dear to him. So I asked, who are they, O Prophet of Allah? Who are those people? The ones who are pure, the ones who worship and do good in secrecy, with dusty faces. They don't have silky soft faces, just simple people, with skinny stomachs. Their stomachs are sucked in from hunger, unknown on earth, well known in the heavens. If they desire to engage someone, they couldn't get married. And if sickness fell upon them, no one visited them. And if they were present, they were not recognized by anyone. And if they were absent, they were not missed. And if they died, only a few people prayed in their funeral. But to Allah, they are so dear. So Abu Huraira said, lead me to one of them, O Prophet of Allah. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, that would be Uwais al-Qarni. Dhalika Uwais al-Qarni, our hero today. Uwais al-Qarni. So I told to Umar, and Umar looked to Ali. I looked to Umar, sorry, and Umar looked to Ali. Is there a companion called Uwais al-Qarni? They thought he meant one of the companions. This is the first time he speaks about someone from the following generation. We said, we don't know him. And who is Uwais al-Qarni, O Prophet of Allah?